But, you might argue, they enticed them with promises and duped them with hollow words. However, this very topic especially illustrates, even beyond all that has been said, that our doctrines are not deceptive. For all the difficulties they faced occurred here, but the comforts they promised were to come after the resurrection. Now this very fact, as I reiterate, indicates our gospel is divine. For why didn't any believer say, "I reject this, nor can I bear it. You threaten me with difficulties here, and the good things you promise are after the resurrection. But how can we be certain there will be a resurrection? Has any of the deceased returned? Has any of those at rest risen again? Has any of them told us what will happen after we depart from here?" But none of these thoughts crossed their minds. They willingly sacrificed their lives for the crucified. This plain fact more than anything demonstrates great power. Firstly, their instant conviction concerning such crucial matters in people who had never heard of such concepts before. Secondly, that they convinced them to face the challenges head on and view the blessings as a matter of hope. If they were deceivers, they would have acted contrary. They would have promised earthly rewards. They wouldn't have discussed the frightening aspects, whether they pertain to this life or the next. This is how deceivers and flatterers behave. They don't present anything harsh or distressing or burdensome, but quite the opposite. For this is the nature of deceit.